I was a kid, grew up in Brooklyn, way back in the days when the Dodgers played there. Nostalgia's creeping into my voice, I can't help it. Part of my growing period. I used to go into Manhattan twice a week on the weekends, Saturday and Sunday, to attend classes at a school that I went to. And I used to go in sometimes during the week for various programs. And I evidently once in a while got caught in rush hour. And there were light-fingered characters in the subways, even in those years. And I was the kind of kid that everybody wanted to take a piece out of. I had a big rear end and red hair, and I certainly stood out. And, you know, even at that age, I was a little more advanced than I should have been. And there were people who just took advantage of the situation. Now, of course, they do things that are much more reprehensible. But to my understanding, it was still a pain in the neck, literally. I mean, it wasn't. But so anyway, I finally figured I wasn't going to talk to my mother about it because my mother was very reserved about things like that. And she wasn't much help. She'd just get hysterical and that would be it. So I just resolved it by carrying a hat pin. And every once in a while when somebody was getting a little too fancy or forward or annoying, I used it. So every once in a while I'd be hanging on to the post that you hang on to in crowded situations, and I'd use it very judiciously, of course, and every once in a while you'd hear a something like that, so I knew I'd met my mark, and that's the way I took care of things when I went to Manhattan on the subway.